So it looks like it's going to be harder for MLAs to employ family members. Currently, about a third of them have relatives on their payrolls. But the body that sets MLA pay and expenses is proposing new regulations. The Independent Financial Review panel says MLA staff should be recruited on merit, with the processes open and transparent. The report also says current employment practices by assembly members may not provide value for money for taxpayers. Pat McCartan is chair of the Independent Financial Review panel. Set this out for us, Pat. What's the thinking behind this?
Well, this is the third of four major consultations that we're conducting for the total review that will be published by May at the very latest next year. And what we're about here is looking at the whole question of the employment of 337 currently staff of MLAs. Now, many are part-time, but that comes out at about 270 or thereabouts full-time equivalents. And we certainly believe that that's not value for money currently, particularly...
Sorry, talk me through that number again.
270 full-time equivalents. That's about right, 337 full-time and part-time employees of MLAs paid for from the public purse. This is where they use their office cost expenses.
And quite a few of them family members, or not?
Quite a number are, yes. And that's an issue, of course, in a situation in Northern Ireland where jobs are much sought after and where the merit principle applies in all of the jobs that are funded from the public purse.
So let's look at that.
Except
so
these.
337 staff.
Yes.
Okay. What proportion of them are family members?
We believe, because we don't have full disclosure in these matters currently, but we believe that would be as much as one in three or possibly one in four, about 25% or thereabouts. And that comes about, Stephen, because there's reciprocation. If you are only going to employ one family member, but you have two, well, I might employ your other one. And by the way, you might employ one of mine. Those sorts of issues.
That sounds like cooking up a deal between themselves.
Well, it's possible currently. Yes, that's possible in the current system. One of the things we were consulting on is whether or not that should change. That's one of the issues. It's only one of them. The other is about the rates of pay, because currently there is a very wide variation in the rates of pay, yet the jobs are largely similar. And of course, rates of pay, we believe, should relate very closely to Northern Ireland rates, both private sector and public sector.
So the
and
rates...
that's why we've published today several rates. For example, what we're saying is the minimum wage shouldn't be applied by an MLA, but there should, in fact, be use of the living wage. And that's where MLA's employees should start.
Well, an hourly rate varies in terms of the staff that are working for an MLA. It varies from £6.31, the minimum wage, to £33 an hour.
Yes, those were last year's figures.
Yeah.
Yes, there's a very wide variation.
For the same job?
It's for working for a support worker for an MLA. That's you can parse it up whichever way you like. But the job broadly is the same. We think there are three categories of job. One is an office assistant, if you like. One is an office manager and PA. And another is maybe a specialist worker with some professional qualifications, doing speeches and research and so on.
And they've got 84 separate job titles within all of this.
Currently, that's the position that our research has shown that. And we believe that should change. And indeed, we've produced in our consultative document a full list of the duties that we think are appropriate. And we're very anxious to hear the comments of MLAs and the staff, as well as the public.
Have they been making this up as they go along?
Yes. Oh, it's entirely been up to each MLA to determine what they do with
Yes,
that's the current
situation.
They've
been making it up as they go along.
Well, they have been able to employ people within the total amount, which is currently £69,238. So that's one of the issues where we are addressing. And if you looked at what we're saying, that will change. I can guarantee you that situation will change.
But here's the reality, right? So imagine any other public body in Northern Ireland making up rules as they go along. Imagine it. Imagine anybody listening to this programme this morning and they're thinking where they work. And they said, our company just makes the rules up as we go along. And here you are sitting here saying yes, oh yes. Well, they've been making it up as they go along.
I'm afraid that's what our research shows. The situation.
This is taxpayers' money.
Exactly. And that's why we're charged with the responsibility of consulting the public in order to ensure the public get value for money. So I'm very anxious to hear the views of people around these issues. But it would be wrong for me to tell you that everybody has been exploiting the situation. We have some very, very good MLAs.
Have some of them.
Who know exactly how to recruit and employ people fairly and properly.
Have some of them.
Some of them have done that. Yes.
Have some of them been exploiting the situation?
Oh, I think some have been very lax in the way that they've applied terms and conditions. Yes, I think that we would have to say that. One of the things we insisted on previously was...
Forget about lax with terms and conditions, because that's a political answer. Well, have some of the MLAs been exploiting the situation, exploiting taxpayers' money for their own family?
I think they've been living within the overall allowance to suit their own particular circumstances. What more can I say?
What does that mean? Have they been exploiting the situation?
What it means is some family members are maybe paid over the odds, some are maybe paid under the odds.
Yeah. It's a lack of rules.
It's a lack of rules. We've got to put those rules in place. That's why I'm asking the public and the MLAs themselves and the employees, all 337 of them, for their views.
So let's then, and by the way, if you want to pick up the phone this morning, 08459 555 678, and let me know what you think about this today. So you've got a board process, Pat, right? So yeah. the MLAs would have to start boarding for jobs. Imagine that. Imagine a politician actually having to board for a job if they want staff, like everybody else has to do in the country.
Well, that's what happens in every other legislature in the United Kingdom.
But not in Northern Ireland, of course.
No, it doesn't at the moment, that's right. And that's why we're saying that the MLA would get all the help in making sure that they were able to comply with the normal rules and so on in recruitment and selection.
A board's a BBC term, it's an interview I'm talking about, of course.
But there would be a competition, an open competition, an advert, and an open competition for jobs in the future. Now, the issue is, what do we do with existing? Do we apply that to existing, or do we apply it to some existing, or do we apply it to none and then only from a certain date? And I want to hear views on that.
And the politician who's recruiting, could they sit on the interview panel?
Oh, I would want them to sit on the interview panel as one of a panel member.
Honestly?
Yeah, one. Absolutely, yes. It's entirely right that they should if they're recruiting someone for their own office.
So their son walks in to the interview and dad or mum is taking the interview?
No, there would be a panel.
Yeah, but one of the panel is mum.
That would not be the situation. We would see an MLA certainly being involved in the selection process if they wished to be involved in the selection process.
But how can it be right? How is that? And how could they not be biased towards their own son or daughter?
They're the employer and it's for their office. It's for their office. It's not.
Yeah, but it's their son.
No, it's not. It's for an open competition, which may or may not include a family member. That's the way it would be, and that the criteria would be entirely in line with current best practice. Every MLA will get the best of advice on this from the Labour Relations Agency and the Equality Commission. They have schemes that take care of all these things.
Would you insist on an independent member being on that panel?
Yes. Yes. And we would be quite happy to see it all conducted from within the Stormont executive staff or with their assistance, or the MLA will have to take the full responsibility for this themselves. It'd be a matter for them. And there would be, of course, like all recruitment, there may be a charge against their OCEs, their office cost expenses.
How much sympathy would you have at the moment, Pat, for those politicians who say, there's a unique security situation in Northern Ireland. I'll let you go after this answer. A unique security situation in Northern Ireland, and therefore that's why they've got to employ people from within their family. It's about trust and it's about certain circumstances in Northern Ireland. Have you sympathy for that?
I certainly would be interested to hear that argument. It doesn't pertain in the other legislatures anymore that there's a security element, and I don't see that there's necessarily a need for it here. But a family element, a family person who is a trusted person, there is some justification. That's what Westminster MPs have, and I would wish to hear the arguments in favour of that from MLAs if they wish to continue with that practice.
Okay. Pat, thanks very much indeed. That's Pat McCartan. Thank you. He's the chair of the Independent Financial Review Panel. 08459 555 678. I'm sure quite a few of you have been trying to get jobs yourself and you've had to go to interviews and all of that. And then you hear this morning, they kind of employ who they want. No, they don't really do interviews. And yeah, if they see their son or their daughter and they want to employ them, they say, here's a job. And by the way, there's actually no fixed amount that they have to pay them. They can decide, look, yeah, here, we'll give you £10 an hour. Okay, you my son, I'll give you £20 an hour. Give you £25 an hour. And by the way, it's your money. It's taxpayers' money that they're using.